I always do this. Spit lyrics under my breath all day, every day. The lyrics that resonate with me the most always leak out, like the truth does. Your beats vibrate my essence and snap my head back and forth like whiplash. They thump through me. Your autobiographical bars send shivers straight down my spine. Your lyrics illustrate your journey. I remember the jungle with killers and the moment when you hopped off that porch. The drive from Chapel Hill is 6 hours at 100 miles per hour, which feels more like 50 in the supercharged V8. I struggle to settle in for the long ride, sweaty palms gripping and re-gripping the wood grain wheel as it starts to sink in. When I listen to you sing and flow on your song Prosper, it inspires a sense of hope for your current situation. Prosper is the inflatable life raft fighting against violent rip currents. Poet Emily Dickinson, aka the New England mystic, once wrote, "Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. My hope is that someday you will be able to hear this tune. So I must keep writing, feeling, and believing, because to write right now is to feel, and feeling is believing. Although you are in critical condition, Prosper pushes me to remember that beautiful thing with feathers that carried us this far. I think about how music, one of the things you do so well, possesses the power to heal. In ancient Egypt, the harp is used in healing temples. Modern scientific studies reveal that the vibrations from music can lower blood pressure, reduce heart rate, relieve anxiety and pain, and bring about an overall sense of peace to the listener. In ancient Greece, the god Apollo is not only the god of medicine, he is the god of music as well. They build music-filled temples to harmonize the body. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Yeah, you know I'm from that dirt. Had to go for days, same shirt. Neff. You harmonized from the book of Isaiah 54:17 with the death and soul of a big bone gospel singer from the deep south. Someone like Muddy Waters from Rolling Fork, Mississippi, or Odetta from Birmingham, Alabama, or a young Aretha Franklin at New Bethel Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan. I remember you playing the drums, backed by hand claps and church shoe stomps at Grandma Beverly's Macedonia Free Will Baptist Church in North Philly. That's my first glimpse at your ancestral rhythm and impeccable time. Your drumming pulsates through the wooden pews and stained glass of Macedonia and pours onto the corner of 21st and Cecil B. Moore Avenue. Your drum is a voice that speaks our mother tongue, sending messages and warnings. Back in the day, the moment white Southern enslavers realized that Africans are not simply playing drums, but speaking drums to communicate, they criminalize our percussion. They actually ban our drums, outlaw our beats, spouting BS like, "It is absolutely necessary to the safety of this province that all due care be taken to restrain Negroes from using or keeping of drums, which may call together or give sign or notice to one another of their wicked designs and purposes." Slave Code of South Carolina, Article 36, 1740.